views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time zone you may be in, you've tuned in to the right place at the right time. This is your host, Andrea James, and you are listening to Today's Entrepreneur. I want to thank my Father God for waking me up as he does every morning. I don't argue with him. I was up late last night with the guests that are going to be on my show because we were on another call last night, and I was blessed on that call last night. Mommy, Daddy, Ancestors got an internet radio show. And I always want to stress, in being an entrepreneur, live your dreams, never give up. And that's what I'm doing each and every day, and I'm so excited to be here on another Monday morning. And today I have two phenomenal guests that are changing my business life with today's entrepreneur. I have Rakim, and I have Mr. Evans calling in from Black Trade Lines. And today's topic is Let's Talk Business. So for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I thank you for being here. And for those of you who tune in on a regular basis, whether you're in the office or you're listening from home around the world, I thank you. And I understand that my audience is growing and growing. So those of you that I don't know, I thank you for listening because you are the reason that I do this. I want to inspire you. So my guests, Rakim and Brother Rakim and Brother Evans are on the line. Good morning, my kings. How are you today? Welcome to today's entrepreneur. I know it's a little early because of what you gentlemen do for Black Trade Lines and business. And we were on a late call last night. How are you both doing this morning?
We're doing good. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. Good morning. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to do this. And let me just give thanks to my very first guest, who was Brian Franklin. Brian Franklin suggested one night that I tune into Black Trade Lines. Black Trade Lines, and I did, and it has changed my life. And for those who come on board with Black Trade Lines in the future, it will change your life as well. And I hooked into Brother Rakim and then to Brother Evans. And now it's just about every day I talk about Black Trade Lines and what Black Trade Lines can do in business. So let's talk business. Brother Rakim, you can start and share a little bit of your backstory as to how you possibly got started with Black Trade Lines and bringing your skill set to Black Trade Lines.
All right. Thank you very much, Andrea. Thank you for having
us on.
For having us on your show. Thank you, Mr. Evans, my colleague, Black Trade Lines, and the I Am Modern African Project. But I'm just going to start briefly with the brief history of Black Trade Lines, how I got to start working with Black Trade Lines. Going to also, you know, just say what Black Trade Lines is. Black Trade Lines is a digital company that is focused on empowering African American businesses. It's an online directory for African American businesses. What we have done is we have created a marketplace, a digital marketplace for Black businesses to connect with the Black consumer in order to recycle the Black dollars within the Black community. Black Trade Lines does not operate by itself. It also operates with its sister company, which is the I Am Modern African company, or the I Am Modern African Project, as we call it. And basically, the I Am Modern African Project is also a digital company that focuses on the journey of the Black people from the beginning, you know, going back into ancient times, from the beginning all the way to the present day. It looks at, you know, history. It looks at different events, time periods. It looks at different events that have been shaping and molding African people from the journey, you know, from Africa to all parts of the world, and where we are today in the United States of America. So the company also does research, does data, collects data, does data analysis, looks at different aspects of the community, economics, spiritual, family well-being, and other things as well. But just to go back a little bit with Black Trade Lines, we went live, or we started the directory way back in 2003. That was when we first went live on the internet. But we were working on the directory before 2003. But the project basically started when I myself and a couple of other colleagues, we were at a speaking engagement with Dr. Omar Johnson. We were listening to Dr. Omar Johnson. I think somewhere in Los Angeles, where we were listening to him. But even before then, we were all basically students of Dr. Claude Anderson. We were listening to his lectures, listening to basically his message of recycling. recycling black dollars, the community, and other things that, you know, are affecting the black community. So at this event, basically after the event, we, you know, we were inspired and very delighted with the message that we heard back then with Dr. Omar Johnson. And we thought to ourselves that if there was anyone to basically start something, because you know, our background is IT, information technology. Myself, I'm a software engineer. I have worked in the industry for a couple of years, worked with different tech giants, and also still working in the industry, currently working, worked with companies in Silicon Valley like VMware and other companies as well. So while we were at the event, we thought, as black professionals, you know, what can we do in order to give back to our own community? You know, money, we don't have that much money to cover everyone in the community, so we decided we're going to volunteer our own skill set. So what we did was we put together a mock-up plan to build a directory and basically put that directory online and see what would happen. So we put a list of black businesses that we could find around in the LA and the Bay Area. We put a list together and we published that list. We got a domain name, Black Trade Lines, and we published just the directory list. And we had a contact form just to get feedback. And, you know, a couple of days passed, and we almost forgot about the directory list, you know. And then all of a sudden, we started getting emails with people asking how can they get on the list, and people giving us feedback about, you know, what they found on the list and how, and if we could add more businesses to the list. So that was pretty much the starting point of Black Trade Lines. As far as growth was concerned, we looked at what was going on. There was some kind of growth going on, and we wanted to use this directory ourselves. And every time we went out, we wanted to, you know, buy black, support the community, support businesses within the community. But we kept on forgetting that, you know, we had a directory. Or sometimes, you know, we'll go out and then we'll forget the businesses that were on the directory, or, you know, trying to, you know, because it was a desktop application, so you're not carrying your desktop everywhere you go. So immediately we kind of discovered that we have to change the application that we built into a mobile app, then that is how we started expanding and also building a mobile application. So what we came up with was a mobile app, you know, a basic mobile app that had the directory on there so that people can basically, while they're out, they can still look at these businesses. So that worked, and we still had a problem. And the problem was basically every time we went out, we still forgot. We still forgot sometimes to look at our phone and get line up a couple of businesses and plan, you know, actually put a plan together. This is where we're going to go. This is how we're going to support the community as far as, you know, going out to eat or going shopping. So we kept on forgetting, and then we came up with this idea to have the app remind us of where the black businesses were when we drove around. So what we did was we went back to the drawing board and added a couple of features in the app where the app itself, while you're driving around, it's using your GPS information. Basically what it does is it's in stealth mode, is looking at where you are, you know, while you're driving around, where you are in the city, and then checking in real time the Black Trade Lines system in order to find the nearest business to where you are. So when you come within, a certain parameter, a certain radius of 1,000 meters from a black business, the application would alert you. The app would alert you that you are, let's say, 1 mile away from a black business, or, a couple of miles, you know, or meters away from a black business. So we basically had it where you can be in driving mode. It would automatically detect that you're driving. So it would alert you businesses that are, like, even up to a mile or two away. And if it detects that you're not driving and you're walking, then it would alert you businesses that are just a couple of meters away, like 100 meters away. So that was basically the beginning of putting a solution together for our app and the whole entire directory. We are still in soft launch. We are still working on the app. We're still working on the system. We're still developing and expanding the network. Right now, even though we're still in the beta stages, we have still, you know, just like I said, we've done a soft launch, and we have almost more than a quarter of a million people subscribed on the network. You know, we got our first boost of the app back in 2004 or so. you know, when the whole issue with Trayvon and, you know, the incidents, you know, with the police and all that, that gave us a lot of exposure. And we've been riding that tide ever since. For the I Am Modern African project down the road, you know, we met up with, or I met up with Mr. Evans. We discovered ourselves online and basically on social media. And Mr. Evans, on his end, you know, was working on different projects out there, African projects, community development, African history, things like that. And basically, we talked, and I loved what I was hearing from him. And we made a deal to come into partnership, come into, you know, the fold, and basically share our expertise with one another. And one thing led to the other, and today here we are all volunteering to build the Black Trade Lines Network, the I Am Modern African Project, and all the other things that we're doing. As far as the I Am Modern African Project, or Mr. Evans, he can basically expand a little bit on the story. So, Mr. Evans?
Yes, sir.
And good morning, Mr. Evans. Thank you for, I know you're on the way to, if you haven't made it to, and I hope you have made it to your next destination. And Mr. Evans, even though he's a part of Black Trade Lines, he's also a truck driver. And he's instrumental in that part of Black Trade Lines. So I hope you made it to your destination this morning. And if you're still on the road, I pray that you get there and return to your home base safely.
Most definitely. I appreciate it. Thank you. Awesome. So what we're actually doing for the I'm Modern African Project is it's basically exactly what Brother Rakim said, just expanding on who we actually are, where we came from, how it all started, where spirituality actually originated. And it's a pretty simple project. We encourage everybody to go to imodernafrican.com or thebookofmayat.com to buy the first spiritual book known to man. And but I'm really here for the Black Trade Lines situation. We have great new technology unraveling right now as we speak, and we actually have the most extensive cutting-edge VoIP system in the world, I believe, at the moment. So what we really are interested in is sharing the new technology of Black Trade Lines and how we actually are ahead of the tech industry right now when it comes to various different situations.
Well, that's I know that you both have your skill set to your background before Black Trade Lines. And where you've plugged into Black Trade Lines is you showed up, number one, and I thank you both for showing up, along with the other members, the original members of, or should I say the original cast? No, I'm kidding. The original members of Black Trade Lines. How many original think tankers, so to speak, makes up Black Trade Lines?
Original. Tough number. We've had in and out. So go ahead, Brother Rakim. I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers basically I would say originally kind of started off like eight, because at the event we were, I think, four of us, and then nothing had started yet. We went from eight, just like Mr. Evans said, from eight to like about 17 or 19 people. To 24, and the number dropped again, you know, down to like 14. And, you know, people were coming in and out. But right now, we have about, Mr. Evans, how many teams do we have?
There's 36 teams at the moment. 36 teams, okay. Of at least a minimum of 10 apiece.
Okay, so, yeah, we have different teams, and all these teams, they are people working in different cross-functional teams, getting work done. And all these teams, like, for example, there's the IT team, there's marketing team, there's, you know, the land development team, there is the entertainment, just, you know, Andrea, you were on one of the calls last night. They're, you know, public relations, just different cross-functional teams, and go ahead.
Yeah, we have the farm. I'm in charge of quality assurance and marketing, so, you know, I actually have to keep more track of that, so that's awesome. But, yeah, we have the farming team. We have the food voucher team. We have a ton of teams, actually. Expanding and expanding from, you know, global economics to local economics, and we are focused on certain programs each in order to be able to service the community more, like almost in a micromanaging situation. I believe that's the only way that we can actually survive right now in the industry. So anything you can actually think of, we have a bank team, we have a team building a university, we have a team of, it's ridiculous. We're doing everything at one time.
Well, on that note, my Kings, I see that we have a caller from Pasadena. My Queen, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I am
good morning.
So excited. And what I'm, good morning, good morning. I am so excited about what I hear, because they're talking right into what my thesis was about. And I just had a couple of number one compliments on just taking this step. That's number one. Number two, I heard the word volunteer and collaboration. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. We need to learn to do more of that. And then I have the question before I get into the other part. Is this the Trade Lines that had the bus tour to go to different restaurants? No?
Yes, it is.
This is Black Trade Line.
That was amazing to me. I think we need to do something like that here in California. That is really awesome to get different you know, businesses to buy in and have receptions at each stop. That was great. That was my first introduction to Black Trade Lines. But what I wanted to do, since I do work with youth under the SMILE auspices, which is Support, Motivate, Invest, Love, and Educate Our Youth, bridging the gap between the elders and the youth. That's what SMILE is, and that's what you guys are doing, obviously. I wanted to know, number one, digital natives and digital immigrants. I broke that down in my thesis. Digital immigrants are the ones born before 1980. Digital natives are the ones born after 1980, and some may say 1985. So my thesis was basically the very first dealing with the digital culture, which they didn't call it that before. So 2025 would be the first mature, you know, grown digital native population. And that's what you guys are tapping into. My thing here, I don't make any profit. I've been doing this since 92. But my particular thing is working with youth, matching them to different people, which your directory is perfect for, different people that may want to go into that field. So if it's a doctor, if it's a chef, if it's a designer, this would be perfect to hook them up with mentors there. And then the other thing is on your app, since I do work with the physically challenged also, deaf and also physically, you know, in a wheelchair or whatever, mobility, is there something on that each restaurant site to say if they are handicapped, accessible, if they do sign language or anything like that? So before I put it out to them, you know, it's getting better now that the deaf can use texting and all of that. But sometimes the old school, you know, like how we are, the digital immigrants, they may not use the computer and everything, and they may want to sign or this. So do you have anything on there to say this is handicap accessible or this is such and such? Or I haven't gone on. I'm going to do that immediately after getting off this line, to go into your mobile app. But as you say, as you're walking or strolling, you say when you're with a person in a wheelchair, as you're strolling along, they'll tell you what's there. Sometimes we can't stop because as we're strolling, not walking because they can't walk, as we're strolling, does it say, oh, there's a handicap accessible thing here, or it is not, or sign language?
Yeah, thank you very much for your question. That's a very good question. Right now, as we speak, there is, we don't have a feature like that per se, but the way our system is designed, it has the ability to integrate something like that in just a couple of minutes. And how it would work is just putting what we call beacons into our system, meaning wherever the handicapped spot is, we just have to, you go to the spot, you take the GPS location of that spot, and then you enter that information into our own database so that... while, you know, it alerts that there is either a restaurant or a rest area or whatever, it can just be a parking lot, for example. It would also indicate that there's also, you know, handicap parking or handicap accessible support systems. So
that's awesome.
Can I ask you two to hold it right there? We're coming up on a station break. But before we go, let me just say, for any companies out there that want to advertise with Today's Entrepreneur, like I said, I'm getting more steam behind my show. Please email me at today'sentrepreneur1@gmail.com. For advertising opportunities, please contact me at today'sentrepreneur1@gmail.com. You've tuned in to Today's Entrepreneur. I am your host, Andrea James, and we will be right back.
Black Talk Radio,
since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Thank you for returning. Hopefully you got your notepads and pens out and you are taking illustrious notes. My queen, did Rakim answer your question?
Yes, and I wanted to add something. He sure did, and I'm thanking you for that. And just a little background, I just wanted to ask, you don't have to tell your age, but born after 1980, are you two digital natives?
I was born before 1980, actually 70s, very early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what with me, with you can go into smilelady.org and all that, and the students that I started working with in 92, they were about 10 and 12 at the time, and now they are the digital natives, that is. And now they're up there in age where they've taken the smile and need to hook up. And I say 1985 sometimes because a lot of our underprivileged children really didn't get immersed into the technology age in the beginning because they didn't have computers and stuff in the home. They really didn't get it until they got to school or someplace where they had a computer. But what I wanted to say right now is when I did my research for my thesis, I went strolling. I got a really, as I learn, I teach like Mary McLeod says, you don't say walking when you're with somebody in a wheelchair. You say you're strolling. As I was strolling, we went on a 10-mile walk, and it was so amazing. I learned about as much as I'm learning now with you. And she would say, okay, let's go into this restaurant, or let's go here, and let's go there, where people have the handicap accessible signs up there. And she says, now how am I supposed to get in the door? Or how am I supposed to do this? So I'm glad you guys can do this and adjust quickly because I didn't even realize places that posted illegally that way they were handicap accessible wasn't, because even though they may have had a ramp, they didn't have a way for them to get in the door or vice versa, you know. So that is really, really good. And there is a way if, because, you know, I have some of the people with sign language kind of collaborating with me. I'm not making any profit, but I want to teach them how to start their businesses and stuff like that. So I'm assuming, I haven't gone on your line yet, so I can't lie and address, you may have it already, that mentorship programs where they can connect, like with you, for instance. I think a lot of them would want to connect with you and how you started this. You would be amazed at these young people from like 18, now that they're grown up smile kids, you know, until how to launch off their music business or their bakery and all of that. So is there a connection there for mentorship or volunteer or internship opportunities on your website that I can refer them to? And you start them out young, you know, 16, 17, yeah, like that?
We actually do work with coalition partners that provide some of these services.
Great.
On there, you know, internally we have just like we mentioned, we have different cross-functional teams, and they are a couple of teams out there that work with the youth mm-hmm. Business development and other areas as well.
Oh, well, I will, if I have permission, advertise you on my TV show in the rolling credits every month. I take 4 new TV shows a month, you know, and basically I could put on the rolling credits, you know, thank you for your, you know, entrepreneurship or sponsorship or whatever. And the sponsorship would be the fact that you will be, you know, willing to listen to a teen and maybe direct them. Because that's the thing. You train up a child in the way he should go. And when he should all, and when he go, sometimes we wait to train them when they're 18. No, you capture them, like, right now and teach them the business. And now that you're going to be dealing with more digital natives, because 2025, there won't be any digital immigrants pretty much actively teaching in your elementary schools. So that learning curve and entrepreneurship curve is going up, and the education and the results is going to go up, because right now this is the only time in history where we have immigrants teaching the kids in school, where they think hypertext and we're trying to teach linear. And the attention span is not that, and they don't know you have to adjust it. Like when a woman dyes her hair, she got to adjust her makeup. When your children kind of grow up and they're all, you know, hypertext and you're still teaching linear, which is good. I'm not saying it's not bad, because my oldest is 48 and my youngest is 32. I have two digital immigrants that I raised and two digital natives. They're 9 years apart, and it's a big, huge difference in my household. So I kind of know it firsthand. And I retired from a communication company, marketing. So in that, I used them as part of my thesis and said, whoa, this is huge. And how we have
Deborah,
to capture them at 2.5.
We want to thank you. We want to thank you so much for your interesting questions and input. But there's a question that I want to ask that was brought to my attention before the break. Is Black Trade Lines aware of what's going on with the FCC and the changes related to the internet and the possible death of net neutrality rules that could negatively impact entrepreneurs using the internet?
Excellent, excellent. I'm putting on mute.
Yes. This is something that we have been following, and you know, this is an issue that, again, because of the freedom that is on the internet, we're able to do, you know, just shows like this one right here. We're able to also have different technologies running on the internet. This is a very big concern, and you know, we're constantly looking for ways to, again, if something like that would have come up, what do we do? How do we adjust accordingly, or, you know, like, how do we continue what we're doing, but, you know, maybe be in another geographical area, or, you know, some other space where, you know, we can basically cocoon ourselves and still be able to provide some of the services that we do. I hope that
thank you for that, Brother Martin. Thank you so much for that answer. I wanted to ask, I'd like to bring up some of the other projects that, since we're talking Let's Talk Business, and Black Trade Lines has some multiple projects that are going on. Is it possible that I might be able to mention the one about the the truck drivers and the farmers?
Yes, sure.
Okay, we have one called, is it Drive Pigeon?
Yeah, the Drive Pigeon is within the transportation arena. That's part of the bus project is in there under transportation.
Now, this is similar. It's similar to Dry Pigeon for the farmers. It's similar to what we see those ads on TV for Blue Apron. But we're doing it from the Black perspective. Is that right?
Yeah, that is the that's the Farmers Coalition. And the just like Mr. Evans mentioned before, the food vouchers fall under that category, where we are trying to put together a food distribution program where we create a pipeline from the farmers, from the farm to our dinner table. Basically, we're working with a coalition of black farmers to basically have their produce reach our tables directly from, you know, the farmers. And in some cases, you know, to black grocery stores where there's food deserts and all that stuff, so that we could, again, create a food supply for the community, work with different food banks in order to, again, store food for our own community. You know, there are different methods of storing food. You know, there are ancient methods as well, you know, dehydrating, drying food and all kinds of stuff. Because when you look at our own community, if, you know, God forbid we are in a crisis mode, where are we going to get our own food? You know, we've seen Katrina, we've seen other things that have happened. You know, we need to get prepared. You know, you never know what would happen. And, you know, there are a lot of our people out there, a lot of families out there that are without food. We need to be able to support our own as well. Another project, you know, in the transportation is the bus line. We're trying to put together a bus line. Basically, we're not really fully going into the transportation business, but we're trying to put a bus on Interstate 10, Highway 10. And the Interstate 80, a bus that would be running coast to coast, and basically just so that we can create a blueprint for other groups within the community to follow in order to create, again, a distribution system and a transportation system, you know, carrying either people from point A to B, or carrying either produce or parcels or whatever it is. You know, most of the times when black people in the community, we have events, things like that, we are usually going out there to other communities to go rent vehicles and, you know, again, to transport ourselves. We see what happens during Mega Fest in Atlanta, you know, even things like hotels, where we stay, things like that. All that money that, you know, we have in our community, we basically, you know, shoving it to other communities, you know. We need to invest in some of these things, too, so that our people can, again, recycle these dollars. There's, just like you mentioned, the dry pigeon. A dry pigeon is something that looks similar to Uber and Lyft. Our own vehicles are going to be called pigeons, and we plan to have our own assist program to operate in different areas that are needed, and some of these pigeons are also going to be supporting the buses when the buses take people to a particular location, then the pigeons, they come and they drive people straight to their houses. So So these are some of the things that we're working on. There's the trucking project. Already we have two trucks. Mr. Evans is managing that area as well. I don't know, Mr. Evans, if you can just briefly shed light on that as well.
Mr. Evans, are you there?
Okay.
But
basically, the trucking project is again a precursor to the Farmers Coalition project, because the truck is very essential in moving produce around. We want to put together grocery stores, things like that. We're working with different groups in order to do that. And to move produce, you need the trucks. Right now, we have these two trucks that are moving produce from coast to coast, not for the black community, but for mainstream. Once some of these projects are ready, then they would start moving produce to these grocery stores, or moving produce for these farmers to the dinner table. So these are some of the projects. There's an educational project. There's a homeschooling project. There's some projects are technology based, like right now, if you are a member of the Black Trade Lines network, you get your online TV station. You also get your online radio station. You get a conference room where you could do conferences. You can list your business. We advertise your business on, you know, social media. You get a store. You get, you know, your products. We advertise your products for you. Our systems are automated. And so many different things that when you're a member, you can enjoy all this stuff. Most of the services that we have are automated, so that we, you know, we take most of the burden off of the business owner, you know, so that they can focus on their business.
Thank you for that, my king. I noticed we're really short on time right now, but I see we have a caller, area code 626, and the last four numbers are 4192. Good morning. Welcome to Today's Entrepreneur. Do you have a quick question for our guest?
I sure do. And my question is for the, I guess it's the farmers and taking food to the table. Are you already in touch with the Black Farmers Association?
Yes, we are. We have a person in the Farmers Coalition team that is tied into the Black Farmers Association, and we're already working with most of the farmers that are, again, members of the association as well.
Thank you for that question, my queen. And I don't mean to cut you off, but we're short on time. And I thank you, my queen, for calling in. I know who you are. Rakim and or Mr. Evans, do you have any final comments? How can people get in touch with Black Trade Lines? How can people become members or business owners or do you have to be a business owner to be a part of Black Trade Lines? If so, how can they get in touch and be a member, become a member?
Okay. Mr. Evans, are you back on? Okay. To start, you can go to blacktradelines.com. And if you're a business owner, you can register your business on there. You can also download the app, or you can go to the App Store directly and download the mobile apps, both on Android and iOS. And you need to speak to us, talk to us 24/7, you can call our number. The number is 310-272-5438. You can also text that number. If you text the word black to that number, it would actually text you back the links to our mobile apps. And you could also go to IamModernAfrican.com. You can also go to IamModernAfrican.net. That is, again, our internal website. But either one of those websites, you can go there, register yourself as well in order to become what we call a reformer. People, advocates for the community. We have social media, either Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Look for Black Trade Lines. Look for I Am Modern African on Instagram, on Twitter, and also on Facebook. At any time, just like I said, you can call us. Our number is 310-272-5438.
Thank you, Rakeem. Thank you, Mr. Evans. Thank you for the callers. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful dialogue. I will have to have you back on because an hour is just not long enough. Plus, with the expanding projects, I'm sure my listening audience will want to know more. For those of you who want to hear more or get a podcast of this show or my past shows, please go to blacktalkradionetwork.com and look for today's Entrepreneur podcast, and you can go all the way back to October of last year or to today's show, which is February 27th, which is the last February in Black Heritage Month, but we make heritage and history 365. In closing out, let me say, breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, which we've done today. Stay in the black financially by any means necessary. We will see you next time. Thank you, one and all. Stay black.